Podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. Happy New Year. It is 2026. Let's get it. I'm sitting down, chit-chatting, reflecting on the past year. Lessons were learned, let's just say, at the very least. So first of all, I don't know if it's just me, but I have this inkling that 2026 is for the girlies. The girlies are aware, they are awake, they are alive, and we are talking about things. We are not sugarcoating things anymore. We are not, you know, lying to ourselves or to those around us. We are very hyper aware. I feel like my whole group of friends, my network, and like social media, everything, we are just so like hyper aware of what we as women have just put up with for so long, that we are finally here and we are ready to no longer settle and to no longer allow space for negative things in our life as much as we can. I feel like I personally feel so much hope and inspiration for this new year, and I thought this was like a perfect intro into the new year episode, because we just all need those signs of hope and friendly reminders that we are here and that we can get through these things. I feel like going on with the whole bit of like these girls, like us girlies, like we are becoming aware. Like I have not a single person in my circle who, I'm already getting into this. I'm like not even a minute in. I'm already just going to start the feminist rant. I don't know a single person in my circle who's like still truly believes a man. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, I for friends of mine married or dating men. Yes. However, they're no longer just like sold, you know? Like, I feel like even, you know, 10 years ago, but even like, you know, in the 50s, 40s, the beginning of time, women were just like meant to have this like fake belief or naivety in a man when they've done nothing to prove themselves. And I feel like finally we're not just like lollygagging in this world, like just like believing and trusting a man, you know? And this can sound a little rude or maybe jaded, but I think we need to be aware, and I think we need to also like not be so naive to situations, because the longer we stay naive and the longer we let men just like dilly-dally throughout life and not be held accountable, the longer we are not benefiting as a society who needs to, you know, we need to raise the next generation of healthy, strong men. And that also includes healthy mentally, strong mentally. Because if the men are strong and kind and mentally well, they're not going to ruin people's lives, you know, like they have since the beginning of time. And while I'm here, I'm saying men. I know it's not all men, but it is always a man, you know? So Let's just be real. I think absolutely the girlies, like, do what you want, entertain the men, talk to the men, do whatever you want with the man or the men. However, do not be naive. Be aware. I feel like even for like myself, I can entertain, I can date, I can dilly-dally, but I'm not just here just like aimlessly doing this. Like, I am so aware of the game and the mentality that these people I'm like talking like there's some like scary thing that especially, you know, men carry. Like, I'm hyper aware of that energy. And so if I'm entertaining, like, don't think I'm just like this dumb girly, just like ditzy, like dilly dallying, like, like tee hee. No, like, I'm hyper aware of what I'm doing. This is also like, this is not just a one way street. Like, I'm also aware of the game I have to play to be able to survive a man's world. Okay. Sorry, not sorry, but I think all of this is coming with, you know, Gen Zs. We are the generation who are in our 20s right now. We are aware we are growing up in this world where there's finally a deeper shift with, you know, societal norms and gender pressures and sexuality and those norms as well that come with that. Like, we are finally like allowing ourselves to explore, to ask questions, to talk, to communicate, to not just stay silent. Like, even my mom, their generation, you know, the Gen Xers, like, they were the first ones, millennials, like, you guys, we were able to kind of notice those things and take note. But I feel like now the millennials and the Gen Zs are actually able to take action, and I have a lot of more hope for the future Gen Alphas and the ones that come, after, because as we continue to have these conversations, to question things, to say no, to ask why, like to talk about these things, like we are talking, we're not gossiping, we're not trying to spread a rumor, we are spreading awareness. We are discussing things that are happening, we are explaining how we are feeling, we are acknowledging those feelings, we are also, you know, nurturing those feelings as well. And I feel like we are the first generation, you know, the Gen Zs and the millennials, who are able to actually do that fully, loudly, and really live for themselves. And I think that's kind of a nice segue into the next part I've also been really, really aware of and thankful for, is the simple fact that the new generations, we are normalizing staying single longer. We are normalizing you don't need to have a traditional family dynamic. You don't have to have a traditional relationship either. We are switching up the gender roles and what is expected from each person and each type of person. And we are also not pushing down having kids right away or marrying the first person you laid your eyes on when you were 14. Like, we are allowing people to be able to experiment and decide what's for them and what's not for them. And I think there's so much pressure, you know, that the older generations felt. So we're either lucky to have older generations not put that pressure on us. Like, I feel like I am. My family does not, thankfully, put that pressure of, like, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have a kid? Like, they are like, no, I got married too young. I had kids too young. Like, go live your life before you do that. And I know not everyone has that situation, you know, in their home or family life. But it is nice to know that that perspective is out there, and that we are also allowing people to kind of grow and experiment and learn on their own before they are welcoming in a whole other person to live their life with and to share their life with. And I have been really appreciating that journey because, you know, I'm in my mid-20s. I'm turning I'm going to be in like upper 20s soon. I cannot believe this. I'm turning 26, you know, in like 3 months. Like, I need to lock in. But also, I'm like, lock in for me, not lock in like I need to start a family. I need to find a person that I want to marry. Like, no, like I'm locking in for myself so I can become the best version of myself. So when I am, you know, 27, 28, 29, like when I am out in the world and I'm fully my full version of where I want to be at this that time or in that moment, I feel a lot more confident in what is meant for me and the people that I surround myself with, because I know I have done that inner work to work on myself and to be able to accept and allow a positive, healthy love and environment from different people. And that means friends, that means relationships, that means SOs. Like, there's lots of versions that this kind of helps, because one thing I have totally learned this past year is, like, until you are fully your happiest, fullest self, you will never be able to give all of your best qualities to someone else and be able to also meet someone halfway, because people meet people where they are. So if I'm meeting someone at today's version of Alyssa and I'm at a level 7, but I believe that in, you know, with more time and work and nurturing of myself, I could be at level 10. I'm going to meet someone at a level 7. But that's where I'm at today, and that's where I'm at right now in life. And if this person that I meet is at a level 9, because they've already done the work, maybe they're a little older, maybe they're doing their higher version of themselves work, you know, longer term, or maybe they've had these ideas before I did. Like, if they're at a level 9 and they want me to meet them at a level 9, I'm not going to be able to, because I'm going to be still on my level 7. And there's levels and things you have to experience and you have to kind of break through in order to get to that next level. And so if I'm here at a 7, I cannot rush my journey for anyone else. I cannot push myself to be a higher version of myself when I haven't done all the things to get me there yet, when I haven't learned all the lessons, when I haven't experienced or experimented with different things to see what works for me and what doesn't. So I think really learning that and, like, really ingraining that within yourself, that kind of can help you also not take things so personally. Because if you are the one who's at a level 9 or level 10 and you meet someone at a level 6 or 7, oh my God. Sorry, I did not mean to make that 6-7 joke. That's disgusting. I'm literally not doing that on purpose. My whole feet is 6-7. It's actually becoming an illness. Sign of the times, okay? Let me move on from that, because that was actually, it gave me the ick. I gave myself the ick. If you are at a level 10 and someone's at a level 7, you cannot be like, what's their problem? Why aren't they ready for me? Why aren't they here for me? Why aren't they showing up for me? Because they don't even know how yet. Like, they still need to figure out their journey. And I think once, I know it's like a basic quote and I said it already, but like I've heard this quote many times throughout my life, but finally, like, something happened. Frontal lobe, she's here, she's developed. Something happened this year where I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is exactly what this means. People are going to meet you exactly where they are, so you cannot take things personal if they are not on your level yet, or on your journey yet, or on your path yet. And you cannot try to force someone in this little box to fit your exact criteria that you were looking for someone if they aren't there and they aren't ready for that yet. And I think that just like unlocks a whole mindset shift once you truly live your life with that POV. I have felt so much freer. I have gave myself so much more peace and grace, knowing like, hey, you're just not there yet because you still have some growing to do. You still have some learning to do and some life to live before you get there. And I've also had so much more grace for other people when I'm annoyed or triggered. Why didn't they do this? Why can't they do that? Why don't they understand this yet? It's simply because like they are not there yet. That's not their journey yet. Their journey still requires more steps. And maybe mine does too, but for different ways, for different reasons. And not everyone you meet is meant to be in your life long term. There is such a beauty in releasing and in shedding that skin and letting those people kind of, you know, be in your life for when they need to be, but also allowing them to go when they have to go and when time's up. And I think really allowing that release can bring so much peace. One thing that has been a very common theme in people, you know, at least in my circle or in my feed or in my algorithm, whatever, is really just shedding people and kind of losing people because of life transitioning and kind of going through your own pace and your own phases of life where you are moving on to the next chapter. No pun intended, but seriously, like, everyone's fully like moving on to their next versions of themselves. And I think that can be very uncomfortable and cause a lot of confusion, of sadness, of questioning. And I think a lot of people, when someone leaves their world or leaves their circle or their life, they think, oh my God, like, what did I do wrong? Or like, what was, you know, my part in this? And that's great. I think that self-awareness and that accountability is a beautiful, beautiful trait for people to have and for people to really be able to reflect and understand why or where, you know, things go wrong or why or where someone had, you know, chose to leave. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm saying leaving like metaphorically. So I think when you're able to like reflect as to like what caused this sort of breakup, whether it's a friendship breakup, a family breakup, a romantic breakup, whatever that looks like to you, losing people is uncomfortable. Things ending are very uncomfortable. However, I have always seen people level up once something ends. And that's such a messy, weird way to look at it, but I have never had something or someone leave and it wasn't longer term for the better. I think we have to just truly trust what is happening is happening for a reason, and you have to be able to forgive yourself for your part in what had happened and do better next time. Because in order to fully shed and release people in your life, you are now opening up spaces for the new people that can truly come in and benefit you and uplift you. And you can also be that mutual benefit for them as well. And I think that we often see endings or see people kind of drifting apart as such a sad thing, because it is, you know, these are people that you share so much with. You share memories, you share, you know, big moments, little moments together. And you grow a lot with people, whether, like I said, in any relationship that they are to you, any level, you grow with them and you kind of go through those parts of life. But it's also very normal for you to grow with someone and then you guys aren't growing on the same page. Maybe you're not growing so much together rather than you guys are growing apart. And I think being able to finally acknowledge when maybe this part of our chapter is over or maybe we are growing apart, that can really help, I guess, be the first step into that piece of someone having to go and someone kind of going on to their next journey. I've really, really appreciated the fact that this year everyone's like, 2025, the year of the snake, things are shedding, and now this new level of like momentum will unlock because things had to shed to make room for the new things to come. And I think that when we're able to fully let things shed, leave those things in the past, people are doing 2026 ins and outs. Outs are going to be the things that had left. Like, keep those things out. Okay. Obviously, you hope that you have positive memories or you can have those positive experiences and you can wish whoever had to go the absolute best, but you don't need to keep them around still. Just, you can still love someone and appreciate someone and root for someone from afar. And I think when we're able to really fully allow that, that leaves so much mental clarity as well for you and for your next steps on your journey. And that also brings so much more hope and peace for what's to come. I myself in 2025 have lost people who I thought were going to be in my life long term. And these were people who had to come in. They showed me amazing things. I had amazing memories, amazing lessons, amazing moments. And then when time was up. And I really have been trying to trust the feeling that you have within yourself when things aren't right. You don't need to force it. You don't need to push it down or hide or ignore that feeling. Like, we are allowed to change our mind. At the end of the day, we are all little specks on this little part of the world, and we don't even know a quarter of what else is out there. Like, we as humans just live this life thinking that we are so important, and we are important to ourselves and individually. We are important beings, but reality, like, the world keeps going. No one stops for you. No one is gonna slow down because, you know, you need a day off or whatever. Take the day off, regroup, but you gotta get back up, and you have to be okay with what has happened, and you have to be okay with moving on, and moving on ideally with a clearer heart and a clearer mind. I really feel like when you process these things, it's like it's kind of like tapping into those next levels, like emotionally, mentally, because you have to be able to understand, like, we are all on our own journey and our own path, and not everyone is meant to stay on that. You know, you can go down a windy road and you can see a pretty tree there, a little bush there, a squirrel there, but you pass them and you keep going. It is not meant to bring the tree with you, cut down the branches and bring the next bush you see that fits the vibe or that you think was meant to stay long. Like, you're shoving stuff into your car, it's not fitting, you're wondering why you can't go, you're wondering why your car is too heavy to drive, or why you're running out of gas because you are exhausting yourself trying to make things fit that aren't meant to fit. You need to keep going, you need to keep following what's ahead of you and not looking back, and you need to be okay with leaving things behind, because now you leave the bushes behind, you leave the trees behind, the squirrel behind, and now your car is open and ready for the next things that are meant to come in it. And then if those things don't last, they don't last, but they were fun while it lasted. I hope that you are able to remember positive moments of these things being a part of your life. And when you move on, you move on. Another beautiful mindset shift that I feel like has really helped me is after being able to release, you know, we welcomed room for new things and for new people. However, I think the most beautiful gift that I have been taught at a very young age, that I will say my mother taught me, is being able to change your mind. And this kind of all segues into the same concept I've been talking about today, is the beauty of being able to change your mind. You can be fully your happiest self. Let's say in a relationship, it's probably the easiest for now to kind of dissect. You can be dating someone. You can be like, this is the person. This is the one. I'm so happy. Lots of love. Amazing. Okay. But then one day you can wake up and be like, oh my God, like, there's still so much life to live. I still don't know. You can totally have a 180. Of course, ideally, you know, this is why I believe, like, staying single young, you know, longer while you're younger, or like experimenting and like exploring what you actually like before you fully lock yourself into something or someone. I think it's better to happen when you are younger, if you are able to kind of explore that, so you aren't affecting as many people. But also, you can be a 50-year-old person with family and kids, and if you feel like you are not living your purpose, I also give permission to be able to find what that purpose is and to be able to start over as needed, but like better, like a little, like, start over, but like, don't ruin everyone's life in your circle, okay? I'm trying to like give some disclaimers. I don't want to be responsible for why someone's like, ah. But you can start over absolutely at any point. Try to not trigger and ruin people's lives in the journey of starting over, but you can absolutely start over. I think for me growing up, I always felt this anxiety of like, oh my God, like, you know, my friend group since 5 years old, like, they were my friends my whole life. And then when you get older, you kind of grow up and you just decide who you want to become as a person. And maybe you look around and that circle isn't who you want to be anymore. You want to explore different options, or you want to make new friends, or, you know, move somewhere new or find new people. And I remember like those moments, you know, being in high school or even in college where I was scared to kind of do those next moves and those pivotal moments where like this can make or break like my future if I go to this college or that college or if I, you know, stay friends with this person or that person and whatever that looks like for you. And I think I remember even talking to my mom like, oh my God, like what if I, you know, decide to go to this school instead and then that makes me lose connections with these people. And she's just like, go to the school. If it loses connections, first of all, they were clearly not that strong of friends anyway, because if they were, you wouldn't lose that connection. And go to the school, experience what that looks like for you. If it's amazing, it's amazing. If it's horrible, you can always start over. We can figure it out. We can leave the school. We can find a new place. And I'm using school as a metaphor, obviously. But I think like at a young age to get permission to be able to start over really helped kind of build the trajectory of how I look at life. And when I make decisions for what's best for Alyssa in present day, what's best for me in the moment that I need to make the decision and with what I know currently present day. I don't try to make decisions for future Alyssa. Obviously, like I make decisions that are going to help me longer term. I'm not trying to ruin myself in my life if I have the control, you know, in that sense. But I'm saying I do think for future Alyssa, but I don't think of future Alyssa in like an anxiety point. I try not to think of it in a sense of like, oh my gosh, if I do this, like what if like this happens instead? Like just make a decision that's for what's best for you in the moment and then adjust and pivot as needed. And that has gotten me to where I am today. I have made some crazy decisions, I feel like, throughout my lifetime that were maybe the more risky one or the more exciting one. And I have been so happy to have had that experience because now I know what it's like to live that life. And now I know if I, you know, have more opportunities in the future to make these random new decisions, I'll know how to handle it more. And I'll also know I can make the riskier choice and always find my way back home, metaphorically, and back to myself as well. And I think when you are able to live your life with this, you know, release mindset, with this peaceful POV of everyone's on their own journey, you cannot take things personal. You can also absolutely change your mind. There is so much beauty that happens within yourself that you are able to flourish and grow and become bigger and better version of yourself because you allow yourself to absolutely do what is best for you, but also to make decisions that you know you can always adjust and learn from. And this is, you know, I feel like these are a lot of bigger concepts. I've definitely been reading more, I've been kind of processing life more, reading more, you know, higher self journeys and books and stuff, because I do believe that in 2026 I feel something in me. There is a fire, there is some sort of pivotal things happening, this momentum happening in 2026, and so I want to gear myself up and I want to get fully ready for that, because I feel like I've lived so long with this armor and with this angst and this energy where I'm, you know, easily triggered, or I'm easily, you know, excited, or I have easily like very extreme emotions, being Pisces sun and moon. Lots of love for me, because you know that's a lot to carry if you know anything about astrology. Lots of water happening up in here. But I think when I'm able to fully like kind of live in a more release mindset, it absolutely makes me feel more peaceful. I'm also able to look at life and make decisions in a clearer mind because I know I'm gonna do what's best for me, but I also can always adjust and pivot as needed. So today we are not going to get into herstory. I wanted just today to be like a quick check-in because I do recognize that it's a new year. We haven't been able to sit down and chat one-on-one, you know, this intensely, or at least for me, this mentally, emotionally, whatever you want to call this to describe this conversation. But I did want to just leave these little gems that I have been learning and processing for myself, also to hold myself accountable and to also allow myself to process this more as well. And I just want you to give yourself a pat on the back. You made it. You made it to 2026. You made it this far. I know this year is going to fly by. So please, I beg of you, do what is going to make you happy. Take care of yourself. Go on a walk, get some fresh air, read some books, do those self work, that inner work and that inner love that you deserve. Heal your inner child in 2026 and just make sure whatever you are doing it out of love and you are doing it for the best peace of mind for yourself. And it is okay to say no. It is okay to say yes. It is okay to change your mind. It is okay to make decisions that might scare you, because amazing things can happen once you do those moments for yourself. So take care of yourself. We will be back. I'm excited for 2026. I'm so ready. I needed this momentum. I needed this shift. And I believe that phenomenal things are coming my way and phenomenal things are coming your way. You deserve this. Take care of yourself. Lots of love. And I will see you when we are on to the next episode. Bye.